Hello, and welcome to the Life Organized with Lisa podcast. I'm Lisa Seely, and organizing is my superpower. I'm a busy mom who has figured out how to do all the things and keep important things from falling through the cracks. I'm here to give you tips, tricks, and practical advice about how to organize your entire life. I also talk about productivity, time management, and planning because these are all related to organization. You can find my website at lisaseely.com. That's lisaseely.com. I'm glad you're here. Today, I'd like to talk about how to make calendars and to-do lists work together and for you. I'm sure you're familiar with calendars and to-do lists, but do you know how to use them together to your advantage? Let's start with to-do lists. The most common mistake people make with to-do lists is that they put too much on them. Be honest, how many things are on your to-do list for today? 10? 20? More? Having so many tasks to do can cause overwhelm, which in turn can lead to procrastination or worse, flat out inaction, where you don't do anything at all. The best way to be productive with a to-do list is to keep it short. Take the top three things that you absolutely must do that day and list them at the top. Then you can add any other tasks you need to complete that aren't as urgent. If you finish your three must-do tasks, you can move on to the rest of your list and do as much as possible. Repeat the process each day. You'll feel accomplished when you finish your three tasks and won't feel overwhelmed by a never-ending list. If you're wondering how calendars fit into this, I'll tell you. Calendars are a great way to keep track of other items that need to be done but shouldn't be on your to-do list. Put them as tasks or reminders on your calendar instead. For example, my husband has a reminder on his calendar every 2 weeks on Wednesday evening to put out the recycle bin because the recycle items are collected every other Thursday. I have a monthly reminder to write the check and mail the payment for one particular bill. I know it needs to be done, but having a visual reminder helps me know it's coming up so I can schedule it into my day. I also have a reminder pop up every few hours to ensure I'm drinking water. I'm notorious for getting involved in projects or writing and forgetting to drink my water. The possibilities for calendar reminders are endless. Take some time and think about what tasks you've been putting on your to-do list that could be moved to your calendar as reminders or tasks instead. This will still allow you to remember to get them done without cluttering your to-do list with non-urgent tasks. Of course, the caveat is that you must look at your calendar and to-do list daily. It won't do any good if you make your reminders and to-do lists and ignore them. If you need to, schedule a reminder on your calendar to review your to-do list each morning. Soon, it will become a habit. If you want more help with your organizing journey, check out my 7 Expert Organizing Secrets video training, or join my 30-day Home Organization and Declutter Challenge. Both are available on my website at lisaseely.com. That's it for this week. Thanks for listening. Until next time.